The holidays are here, and with it comes a lot of pressure. So let me give you some friendly advice. It's your boy, Corey Blaze here. Take the stress out of holiday shopping by doing all your shopping through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or from your phone by entering fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon in your browser. I refuse to look panicked, rushed, or unprepared this holiday season. Be like me and the rest of the guys on the show and shop Amazon through our portal. Happy holidays. And go easy on yourself.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Wow!
Oh my God!
Son of a monkey!
They invited me back. I thought I was being replaced.
You somehow made it back in the Studio G.
It's Studio G now?
It's always been Studio G.
Okay.
Anthony, where have you been?
I just remember certain spots.
You know what, Damon? It's like I haven't seen you boys in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I've grown a couple inches.
Anthony, keep it clean.
No, I was being clean.
Talking about your hair, right?
Yeah.
You sure? No, well, listen, boys. I understand we got a lot that we want to get to. We haven't seen each other in forever, and Philippias definitely submitted the fact that we are not friends outside of the network.
No, we are not.
I haven't seen his little ass for the last 2 weeks since the studio was being remodeled. But we'll get to all of that. But first, there's a very important phone call we need to make. Lip, mute this channel if you wouldn't mind. We need to call someone very dear and very special to me, and I am talking about Mama Blaze, because Mama Blaze has a birthday on Monday, and we need to give her an old call and sing her happy birthday. Now, let's see if Mama would actually answer the phone.
I hope Mama approves of me.
She's not going to.
Oh.
My brother got approved 2 weeks ago.
Really? Oh, yeah. I got another.
After 4 years.
Hello.
Hello, Mother Blaze.
Hi.
Ma?
Yes?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Well, happy birthday to you. You're on the air right now.
Oh, thank you. Happy birthday to me,
Yes, happy birthday to you. We're going to sing happy birthday to you. Are you ready, boys?
Yes.
And a one-a, and a two-a, and a three-a, and a half. Now, hold on. Are we going to go on the one or the three-a, right?
The two-a, three-a.
The two-a, three-a?
Yeah.
The two-a, three-a is the one we go on.
Yes.
All right. A one-a, a two-a, a three. Is it two-a, three-a? Is it two-a or three-a?
Three-a.
Then we go.
Three-a,
then we go. It's my mom. Get it together, Lip.
You're ruining
Anthony.
The show.
Anthony has this cloud in here I can't focus.
That cloud?
A one-a.
There's smog.
A two-a. A three-a. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mama Blaze. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Ma. Did she hang up?
She hung up.
Ma?
Oh, did you guys sing the song? Did you sing the song?
Yeah.
It's 2017.
Oh.
It's 2017. Did you guys sing the song? And a one, and here we go. Two of them. Dumbass.
My mom just called us dumb.
Mom,
anyway, it's my birthday.
It is your.
I can do whatever I want.
You can do whatever you want. It is your, according to what my sisters have told me, it is your 30th birthday again. And 31. Oh,
I like that age.
Getting up there in age, Ma. Which kind of makes it interesting because I'm in my mid-30s, so we're still trying to figure out how that's possible.
Age faster.
So, do you have any plans for your birthday? I know I'm going to come down there and hang out with you for a little bit, but what has happened so far? Because your birthday normally goes like the entire weekend.
Really?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Huh? Well, my plans are that when you come down, I'm not going to be here. How's that?
Wow. This is my mom. And you guys see Philippians and Anthony, you see why I am the way I am,
yes,
and why I'm in therapy eight days a week.
He always wants our attention. Now I know.
Aside of avoiding me on Sunday, have you had a chance to hang out with Celeste, my little niece, your little, I know you don't like the word grandchild.
She's my Celeste.
Yeah, you're Celeste. Have you seen her yet already?
Yeah, she came by and she bought me this calendar, and she her picture is on every month for 2016, so I get to look at her every doggone month. 30 or 31 days, I get to look at Celeste. So yeah, she gave me a calendar.
Mom's killing it. Mom's killing it right now. Mom's slaying on the show.
But she's a sweetheart.
She's only three.
No the flowers, no water. It's Celeste. Every month, 365 days.
Oh, that's a little.
She just can't close each month, so.
Okay, well, that's good. All right, well, at least you got a chance to see her. Has Tiffany done anything? And Tiffany's my younger sister. Has Tiffany done anything?
Oh, no.
Oh.
No, she hasn't done anything yet, but I'm sure she'll support me.
Oh, yeah. Well, she probably has something planned or something like that. So, and I'll come down there on Sunday. I can't see you on Monday because, you know, you're working and I'm working. And
yeah,
that's that whole thing going on, you know?
Yeah.
So what do you want for your birthday? Do you want anything?
Take
oh,
advantage.
Gosh. Let me see. What I want, you can't give me.
Oh.
$15?
It's, no. It's illegal in 49 states, Mom. Maine folded.
No, everything I ask the same, you're my children, just your respect and love.
You should ask for a motel somewhere one night.
No, Mom, you haven't had a chance to meet Anthony, and after today's show, you probably won't. Anthony is our new guy on the show, and I know we don't allow you to listen anymore. Ever since the Christmas couch episode. So we've stopped you from listening because you called me up apologizing. But Anthony is our new guy on the show, and he needs a lot of your prayers.
I'm being very well behaved on your account.
Right now, yeah. Right now. Ma?
Hello.
Oh, welcome
okay,
back.
Hi.
Your cell phone service is your cell phone service is wonderful. You have the best cell phone service on the planet, Mom.
Okay.
Well, we won't keep you because I know it's past 7:30, and you know they normally will.
Hey,
normally will you back to the bedroom around this time. So. I love you. I'm sorry.
I have a surprise for you on Sunday.
Oh, Mom, please tell me it's not loaded this time.
Yeah, I'm not going to be here.
Well, happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday.
I love you to
Thank
death.
You.
And we and everybody loves you. Now, you know, our listeners like to hear you tell a little Corey quirk thing. Do you have any weird thing that I did as a kid that you wanted that you would like to share with the listening audience?
Yeah, Corey was a very fat baby. He had a whole lot of hair on his head, but he was so big and so huggable. I just loved him to death. And you know what? He didn't get out of diapers until he was to be continued.
Way to do the cliffhanger, yeah. Mom. Way to do the cliffhanger. Well, we love you, and the Twitter is blowing up right now. Lady K off the Twitter says happy birthday to you. Jay James off of our Twitter says happy birthday, Mama Blaze. We've got about five different live tweets popping in right now. People listening around the world wishing you a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
So,
God be blessed.
Yeah. So, with that being said, Mom, I love you. I'll see you on Sunday, and we'll let you go. Okay.
Love you guys too.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye, Mom. Bye.
Happy birthday.
Bye.
Bye. There she goes. Did Mom just slay it on the show?
She sure did.
Mom just slayed it, and she said that she's not going to be there when I come down to visit her on Sunday. And for new listeners all around the world, everyone knows that my mother lives 50 minutes away from me. It's not an easy trek down there. And you know she's in South Phoenix in the hood. You get shot going down there. Shoot me in the chest. They'll wet you.
Bang, bang.
Down there, you know what I mean? But and then you guys wonder why I'm the way that I am. You see?
No, well, she gave me a lot more in-depth into who you are, what you are.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a lot of insight.
Yeah, I'm sure
definitely going to be hitting some psychology books up this weekend and studying further.
Well, I thank my mom for coming in. All right, folks, I told her that you said happy birthday to her, and that's enough about my mom now. It's all over. Now it's time to get into the meat and potatoes of the show. We are sitting in a brand new Digs, and we're going to talk all about it and how Philippius avoided me and did absolutely nothing to help remodel this studio, which is, Philippius, would I expect anything different?
Nope.
There you go. Start the show.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
With Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
See how this house does business.
Your naivety demeans you. Those whose fortunes I have saved are free to think ill of me, to shun me at the club, to divest themselves of their sullied funds, and tender compassion give every squalid pound to their stricken fellow men. Do you imagine they will? No, because love and justice are not the primal forces of our world, sir. Gold is the primal force of our world. You believe us sordid in right and wrong, but there is only profit and loss. You believe in laws, but there are only ledgers. Would that it were otherwise, Inspector Reed. Would that it were. Would that my friend worked down the hallway still, free to take lunch with me every Friday. As was our wont. We all have our obligations.
Yes, Mr. Stone. That we do.
Live from the city of Glendale in the Grand Canyon State, it's Arizona's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze, Philippius, and Anthony. And now, Arizona's most beloved fat guy, here's Corey Blaze.
Russ! Rascal Flatts!
Yeah. Yes.
Is that the song right here?
Yes, it is.
Sounds like it was recorded in a tin can.
It was.
I like it.
Why adjust the level then?
You know, I actually have
you what,
a little hillbilly in me, so I love this.
You've had a little hillbilly.
No, I am part hillbilly.
You've had a little hillbilly.
I am part hillbilly.
Let's keep it real, Ant. heard in over 79 countries with over 360,000 downloads. It's Fat Guy Radio Show for November 6, 2015. Here in Studio G, watching the city burn. It's your funniest worldwide internet radio show and podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. And I pretty much have to break my neck now to switch the slides. Or I can just look over Philippius' shoulder. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon's Thanksgiving store. Thanksgiving is family time. The holidays are in full swing. The Amazon Thanksgiving store through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon has everything you need for planning the entire day, setting the table, appetizers and cocktails, stuffing and sides, everything for the turkey itself. And my favorite part of Thanksgiving, desserts, and of course, that catatonic state you enter into after the feast. Or if you're attending Thanksgiving at someone else's house, it might be kind to bring a gift. A bottle of wine is great, but get creative. And the Amazon Thanksgiving store has ideas for gift giving your Thanksgiving host. And remember, you can use all your Prime benefits in the Amazon Thanksgiving store. And to get back there and to get there, click the link at the bottom of this live stream or through the Shop Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Amazon Thanksgiving store, get there and gobble, gobble everything you need. Gobble, gobble. Get it, Ant? Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
You're such an ass. Well, 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 boys. Hi.
Hi.
Hola.
Hola, mon ami. ¿Qué pasó, la puta chucho?
De nada.
Este papa chuto chucho. Lip, nothing?
Nothing? No.
You sure?
Si.
Lip, your shot looks really cool.
You do look cool.
Yeah, you're really far away.
It's because there's a double me in it.
There is a double U, and that's a live stream for anybody that's listening to the audio replay. You want to go back to watch this on Vimeo. We are back.
I love the studio.
Is it not amazing from the pit holes of hell that we were in before?
It has my favorite color, which is orange, and I love purple.
Yes, and I got it.
It's not purple.
What it, okay, I've already had this discourse with Lady K. Yeah. That's not purple.
What is it?
I was told it was burgundy.
Oh.
And I have paper document proof that our new sound padding was burgundy. But when it arrived, it said grape.
I thought you said plum.
Plum, grape, same thing. Mashed together,
well,
you
get
drunk.
It don't matter. In my reality, it's purple.
Okay. It's purple and gray, and then the faux bricks.
Yeah.
The faux bricks are a complete direct ripoff of the Michael Mara show.
It is, huh?
And I'm okay with that.
I'm okay.
It is absolutely gorgeous. The lighting is different. I look shiny as hell on you stream, and I do not like it.
You know, I kept talking about needing makeup here, emergency makeup.
I'm going to need emergency makeup.
See, I foretold the future.
I look like I just face planted into like a bucket of KFC.
You did.
I think you did.
Obviously, you didn't have no biscuits or else you'd be having honey on you.
Well, I'm glad Anthony's back. Our studio, of course, is new. We are excited. It's bigger, better, and cleaner. We've been gone for 2 weeks. Anthony somehow calculated that in his mind is 3 weeks, which I don't understand that.
I don't understand.
But
that.
We've been gone for 2 weeks, and we have missed everybody. And Lady K, we're back.
Hi, Lady K.
Now that we're back, let's go home. No, I'm kidding. Well, I'm not going to get into the who helped and who didn't help, Lip.
It's all right. I didn't.
Yeah, you didn't. You proved that you wanted no part of this. During 2 weeks.
He did not offer a bit.
Nothing at all. We
just
got
absolutely nothing from you.
Oh, hold on.
Getting a phone call.
It's my dad, but I'm afraid to answer it because last time I answered it, he
threw an F-bomb.
He not only threw an F-bomb, but he tore my drawers about something that shouldn't have been overheard by other people, like somebody I owe money to. So back to Lip. Had no and did absolutely nothing to help. This is what I said. Anthony, when we got back from the live show, we got back to the live show, got to the studio, unloaded everything out of the cars. Lip had a wedding or something to attend, right?
Yeah, yes. Okay. He left fast.
He was out of the rocket. It was like he had gasoline draws on, and I was holding a match, and he was gone. We got everything out of the truck, and he was like, "Hey, do you guys need anything else from me?" I was like, "Nope." He's like, and he was gone.
Wait, did he say his goodbyes in the car?
He said his goodbyes while he was footing. All we saw was little Mexican face or little Mexican back of the head just leaving. And he had a blaze of Halo Cigs vape coming from in front of his ears. And he was gone. And you know what? I looked at you and I looked at DT and I told you both, Anthony, did I or did I not say
you did.
That would be
you
the
really
last
did.
Time we were going to see him until Fat Guy Radio Show goes live in 2 weeks? And was I wrong?
Oh, man. If I would have bet, I would have won lots of money.
You would have won a lot of money because we didn't see not Nan hair or Nan freckle on his ass from the time that he said, "Live show over, Phoenix Civic Center. Thank you, God. Love you, boys." Boom, gone. Oh, wrong button. And he was off like a rock. What the hell have you been doing for 2 weeks, Lip?
Resting.
Just resting. Yeah, just resting. I was here in the studio every day, slaving, painting, yelling. There was a whole lot of people here that were from your, you know, there was a whole lot of people here that were having certain things for lunch. You know, I'm just going to give you a little hint.
Avocados from Mexico.
There was just a lot of those people running around and they were, you know, ripping stuff out of walls and tearing stuff down and putting up walls where there weren't supposed to be walls. They took the toilets out, even though we didn't have nothing to do with the toilets.
That's weird.
I mean, we have 2 square feet worth of space that we're working here in Studio G slash K. Lady K just passed out. She's going to get that on Ustream in about 2 seconds. They did nothing. I could have used your translation skills, Lip.
Well, I wouldn't have been any good for that.
Because you don't speak Spanish.
I don't.
Anthony, you were the only person that I told to stay away.
Yeah, I offered help.
You did, and I said no.
Yeah, and then how many times did I blow up your phone?
You were blowing my phone up every day to the point where I had to block you on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Okay, well, I have a really interesting question.
What is your question,
Anthony? Out of
the
past 2 weeks, how many minutes would you say you did not have a can of beer in your hand?
None of those.
He didn't drink.
Every minute.
He's not fun Lip anymore.
I'm old Lip.
He's relationship producer.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's relationship producer now. He has no more fun. There's no more fun that comes from him anymore. He doesn't hang out with me, which is where he used to have fun.
There's no fun there anyway.
None whatsoever.
So.
And Lip, another thing, I set you up on social media too. Me and Lady K were having a discourse back and forth. And I told Lady K, I bet you a cow and a half a goat that Lip does not like this tweet. And you didn't.
I sure didn't
log into your Facebook page once. You didn't log into Twitter once. You didn't log into Instagram once. If it wasn't for Anthony keeping our Instagram page and stuff going, that would have died too. You were so gone for those 2 weeks. My feelings almost got hurt, but then I realized that's just who he's become.
You still got feelings?
I do. I still got one or two left.
See, I feel disappointment.
I ordered an extra one from Amazon at FatGuyRadioShow.com.
2 days shipping?
No. Say, oh, now, no.
Wait,
no.
What?
3 hours shipping. Have you seen
that? Wait, no. Wait, how do they do
that? Oh, yeah. 3 hours shipping. You haven't seen that in Amazon?
Oh, my God. I'm going to shop there, like, all the time now.
Yeah, you should be shopping there all the time anyway because they're the biggest sponsor on the show.
No, I do, but more now.
Okay, quick transition. Amazon now has like 3 hour shipping, and Arizona is one of those places because we have a fulfillment center right here in the Valley of the Sun. Even though the city is on fire right now, we have an Amazon shipping, and I tested it out where I went to fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon and I ordered a I'm So Lonely I Need a Friend t-shirt after I realized that Lip wasn't going to come around and hang out with me for any of those 2 weeks, and it got here within 3 hours. I put it on, I cried, I got drunk, I took it off, I cried some more, I drank some more, I put it back on, I became suicidal, then I took it off, took a shower, went to bed, but it got here in 3 hours.
Awesome.
Nice.
Boom, bam.
Can you order milk? Because I don't drink milk, but my Theo loves milk, and he's like, go to grocery store.
You got the Amazon pantry. You never know. So, all right, well, transition back to Lip. Where were you, Lip? What'd you do? What was going on? What's going on?
I was abducted.
You were abducted by aliens again.
Yes.
He was abducted. Oh, you were, huh?
Yeah.
I forget. That's why you had that weird sound coming every time you walked from behind, bottom, low.
Yep.
Sound like a hollow cave.
Yep.
Lip doesn't care. Yep. You know what's going on in Lip's head right now? Do you want to know literally what's going on in Lip's head right now?
Nope.
Let's go.
I don't care. I don't care.
He doesn't care. Do you, Lip?
I don't.
All right. Well, at least you did good. We're back. This is our first show live back since the Phoenix Convention Center. The Vape Expo.
Oh my God. Awesome. I had so
How
much fun.
Amazing was that?
It was the greatest time I've had.
It was huge. And yes, folks, I apologize. There were a couple of listeners that said, hey, I bought tickets. When I got there, I thought you guys would still be recording the show and you guys were gone. All they saw was my big fat hips leaving out the back of the Phoenix Convention Center at, 1 o'clock because they didn't open up the doors until 12:30.
Well, they got at least a 200-pound view, so they got their money worth.
It was epic there, man. And
I loved it. And you were right about the Fruity Pebble smell.
I told you.
Yeah.
I told you.
Yeah.
With so many flavors of electronic cigarette vape that's out there, we were going to walk into that Civic Center and it was going to smell like a bowl of Fruity Pebbles, and that's exactly what it smelled like, a bowl of Fruity Pebbles. Pebbles.
You had to stop me from licking the walls because I thought maybe it'll taste like it.
Oh, no, that's not right, Aunt.
No?
No, you don't want to eat the walls.
I got lead poisoning.
Yeah. They put us in the... Okay, so we love Halo 6. We love them 100%. We love the Vapor Dynasty Expo boys who were responsible for bringing us out there and letting us in the back door. And we also met the security guard. Security, the security of the security was the coolest guy on the loading dock, which is really cool. Did they or did they not roll out the red carpet for us?
We've, oh my God, they were.
I mean, number one,
awesome.
We got our own reserved parking in the back with our own gate access and pretty much our own security guard, even though he
there
was
there was no other car there, I saw.
No one else was able to park where we are.
We were
they
the
said,
only people.
Corey Blaze of the internets is coming to the Phoenix Convention Center and he needs his own parking.
Yeah.
We got it all to ourselves.
Right where
all
the 50, loading.
Square feet.
All 50,000. We had a loading dock to ourselves.
That we could have used, but he just decided not to.
Yeah, Lip decided, because Lip was driving the station vehicle. We don't have a station vehicle.
The box truck.
Lip was driving the box truck, which I have a sad story about that on the other side of this break. Lip was driving the box truck. Anthony just laughed his headphones off. And the Lip sees the loading ramp that is literally large enough to get two 18-wheeler trucks up, right?
With enough space.
The Civic Center had a car and a Hummer on the floor that was about 50 feet from where we were setting up to broadcast, right? So they clearly had enough room to get that Hummer inside the Civic Center. So Lip in his infinite wisdom, because the only thing he could think about was that in 75 minutes from now, I am not going to see this fat son of a bitch for 2 weeks. That's all he was thinking about. So Lip sees the loading ramp, sees the other side of the back of the Civic Center.
You can't miss the ramp because it's half the parking lot.
Yeah, it's half the parking lot. Lip finds the darkest, most furthest corner away from the loading ramp to park. And I'm sitting there not talking to Anthony because, Anthony, I didn't want him to upset me.
I was looking out for you, all right?
You were thinking about how quickly you could get this done and get away from us.
No, I was looking out for you because I wanted you to get more exercise.
Oh, it was the Fat Guy Radio Show exercise plan. Park is far away from the door so that Corey will have to walk.
Yeah, so you have to go walk 50,000 square feet.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Plus, you have to walk up either a ramp or steps.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the exercise in your legs.
What you fail to think, though, Lip, is that we had about 700 pounds worth of equipment that we had to move as well.
It's all right.
He doesn't care.
I don't care.
It doesn't care.
We could have probably parked a mile away and he wouldn't care.
We did. We parked in Tempe to attend to go to the Phoenix Convention Center, which is in downtown Phoenix. He did. But we got there. It was fun. We're busted Philippians' balls, Lip. Well, you shouldn't have disappeared for 2 weeks.
It's all right.
We got to the Phoenix Convention Center. It couldn't have been easier in Robert Randall and all the guys from Halo 6. They were so phenomenal.
Yeah, they were willing to help us out.
Okay, what they don't understand is in radio, it's normally us kissing the ass of the vendor, yeah, of the sponsor. I won't say that they were kissing our butt, but they just rolled out the red carpet and were so kind, so accommodating. Anything that any of us wanted, especially the big shooter over here, mm-hmm, you know, Big Papa over here, you know, the velvet teddy bear is what I'm known in some circuits.
Is that your color, velvet?
No, it's more like doo-doo brown. But I will go there. So it's like...
It smells like it, too.
Thanks, Lip. So they rolled out the red carpet, and I told Robert, I'm like, dude, you're doing this wrong. He's like, what do you mean? I says, when it comes to radio, it's normally the radio guys that have to suck up to the sponsor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Happy.
I would have ran up and kissed his feet if
yeah,
I had to.
Yeah, you probably wanted to, because they was dreamy. I'll give it to them. There were some dreamy little people. And Jennifer, and who is Jennifer?
Italiano
and
Barbie.
What was the other girl? Jennifer and Samantha, or I don't know, cute butt one, cute butt two. Were there, and they were, you know, just, you know, as nice as they could be.
They were.
Everything, I would ask a question about something, and they would give it to me. And I'm like, okay, stop.
Yeah, he didn't force us to speak to his assistant's assistant.
No, but then when they tried to get to me, I sent them to Lip. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not taking any.
But
I'm
he
not
just g-. sent him.
Yeah,
him
and Lip just like,
you,
hey, go stand by the car. Corey will be out there in about 3 hours. It was epic, though. We met a lot of cool people, a lot of T-shirts. I don't know why, but the Halo 6 gave us all T-shirts.
Yes.
Lip, you got your T-shirt.
I did.
Anthony, you got your T-shirt.
I do.
I got my T-shirt. D-Tay got his T-shirt, mm-hmm, but then yet, every time I reach into the box of T-shirts, more T-shirts keep coming out.
Oh, they have one of those trick boxes.
I have my T-shirt here for emergency.
Yeah, so when you throw up or you puke from the cloud of smoke that you come in from the dark corner of the parking lot before the show starts. What?
I'll do a selfie. Hey.
Oh, God. So I don't know why we have so many extra t-shirts, which is kind of cool. And I haven't had a chance to put mine on.
I can explain a couple of them.
Explain how we have so many extra t-shirts and
I brought a couple of them for extra material so I can sew one that fits you properly.
That's true, because I only brought t-shirts for pretty skinny Florida people.
Yes.
Because that's where all of the Halo 6 people are. They're pretty skinny Florida people.
We're taking this show to Florida. I'm getting me some hottie.
We can't. We just remodeled the studio. We can't go anywhere.
We spent our money.
But it was a good time, was it not?
I had fun.
I did. And Anthony, you didn't ruin the show.
I didn't. You know why?
Why?
I'm experienced.
In show, right?
Yeah, in show. I'm experienced in show. So
are you sure?
You know, I'm crazy and stuff, but somehow it all works together. Yeah. And I remember I've done it.
Yeah, you are. You are. One really quick transition here, Lip, before we go. Did anybody feel the earthquake that hit Arizona? And thank you very much for putting up on Facebook, Anthony, that it wasn't me that fell.
You know what? Actually, I thought it was you, but then I realized if you fell, this whole entire continent would have broke in half. So, you know, I did the most, it was very quick thought right there. So
I think the word you were looking for was continent and ESL, just
not
for you.
Not contact high?
No, not contact high, just continent. Continent. But I didn't feel the earthquake. I didn't feel the earth move. But then again, with my personal life, my earth hasn't moved in quite some time.
It was right before I was going to make some food.
You were making tortillas, papas, and cortos?
No,
you'd be up at 4 o'clock in the morning when the earthquake was going on.
No, he had been asleep since 4 o'clock the week before. You see how we just totally ganged up on you?
But it's okay. I'm a night person. Yeah. So I felt it and I was with my friend, right?
You don't have a friend.
No, I do. I only have one friend.
Oh, okay. Did you lose it?
Did I lose it?
Your friend.
No, she's tied up in the basement.
Oh, that's how you keep her.
Yeah. So of course she felt it.
All right, where the hell is this story going in? He just goes into a catatonic state. Did you see that?
Yes.
He was like, oh my God, the deer sees headlights.
I don't know. I just thought about food, you know, and I just got stuck.
Papas and cortas?
I'm hungry. Oh, I had so good.
All right. Well, he's going into ADD. Stay with us, Ant. Stay with us. That's a great time for a break. All right, folks, listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on the other side of this break. Arizona's on fire. It's burning. Yeah. And the only thing I can think
about. My crop is burning.
Is just going out and getting marshmallows and just marshmallowing up everything. So we'll be right back on the other side of this break. Listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. It's on U-Star Music, Internet's hottest new radio show and podcast. When you upload your music, does it sound like this?
1, 2, 3.
U-Star Music, all about the independent musician, soloist, band, and group. We're hitting the internet highway with our first upcoming broadcast. Will you be a part of it, or is this enough exposure for you? You'll hear indie rising stars like Tuesday Hawkins singing Take Me Down.
Asking me why. Don't take me down.
J. Renee and her soulful rendition of I'll Be There.
Baby, never you call me, I'll be there.
Originals by A.J. Rodriguez, Wake Up.
Something's shaking deep inside my bones.
And LA's own Will Gaines with You Know What It Is.
Stepping through the door, and yes, I'm on my shit. Never tricking on the bitch. I'm watching while I'm getting it. You know what it is.
U-Star Music at ustarmusic.com. Upload your track for free. Get exposed. Get heard. Get over to ustarmusic.com now.
I can take you to my crib because you know what it is.
ustarmusic.com.
You know what it is. Get it till the end because you know what it is.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on fatguyradioshow.com.
Yeah. You know what's so cool right now?
What is cool?
After the vape expo, we're all vaping now.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Liv, did you bring your e-cig?
No. Of my course. Battery was dead.
Yeah, that's thanks, boys.
I smoked it all week.
You know we were going to do a spot today. Why would you not bring it?
I ran out.
There's no such thing as run out. They gave us enough e-liquid that we could fill a swimming pool with it.
You know, actually, Halo did help me come to realization.
What is the realization, Anthony?
I'm actually not. I'm addicted to being addicted. So I love this so much. I just love the flavors. And I just, all day long, I love it.
Oh, that was a compelling pitch. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Not at all. All right, folks. I'm on the new Halo 6 website right now, actually. And all I can say is, holy cow. The reactors. The new Halo 6 hardware. The reactor. I'm going to need to get one of those. I saw up on social media that everybody's like, hey, get yours before Corey does. Mine might be already on the way. Halo 6 broke so many exclusive announcements on our live show at the Phoenix Convention Center. Now everything that they said has now been released. You want to experience the new Halo 6 site? Get there at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. Check out the order. Check out and order the new big flavors in the Evo line of e-liquids. The new hardware, the reactor, is now available. I vape exclusively with Halo 6. I get asked that all the time. Trust me, folks, it's the truth. Anytime you see me in and around the city, I am only puffing on my Halo 6 Triton tank system, which I have right here that I need to refill the e-liquid. And by the way, I'm a bad vapor, and I'll explain that after the bit. Premier quality electronic cigarettes, and now with the kick-ass new, easy-to-use, redesigned website for your ease of shopping. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6 today. And you know what? Tweet at Halo 6 and tell them that you heard about them on Fat Guy Radio Show. Halo 6, we are all vaping, baby! Couldn't find it.
I do love the new website, though. It's awesome.
Isn't it great?
I love it.
You get on there, just like, boom, bam, reactor.
Yeah, I love it.
Sexy. Even though I have this new variable voltage battery, where you can
go. Do you ever crank it all the way up?
I did crank it all the way up one day, and my face exploded.
No wonder you're so black.
You know what actually happened, to tell you the truth? I cranked it all the way up, and it set the city on fire.
Oh.
Well, folks, there's only...
Is that why I seen that cloud of smoke in South Phoenix?
That's the only way. Well, no, that was Anthony. The only way...
One of my crack buildings blew
up. There's only one way. If you've been sleeping under a rock, the city of Phoenix has been on fire for the last week.
10 weeks.
Yeah, last week. So, in the words of Gavin DeGraw... We on fire. Literally.
Yeah.
There is a mulch fire burning on the I-17, which is the main freeway heading out of Phoenix. Literally, I kid you not, I can see this fire from my home.
Really?
It's that close. You see the smoke from my home. It's a mulch fire.
It's coming for you, Corey.
I'm sure it is. Have you heard anything about this?
Well, I seen a cloud of smoke earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
That's about it.
Anthony, have you heard anything about the city being on fire?
I refuse to look at the news today.
Okay. Yeah.
But I did look outside and I see smoke and I'm like, well, I got the news.
Yeah. There's a mulch fire north of the Valley of the Sun. Literally within, I would say, from where we are now in Glendale, probably about 20 minutes away. If that.
Why can't we go to the site and do it like a little clip?
We pretty much could. We can probably send someone up to the roof right now and take a picture of it if it wasn't so dark outside. But there's a fire. Here's the thing. This is what I don't understand. And help me understand this if you can, boys. It's a mulch fire, right?
Yes.
Number one, who still uses mulch?
I don't know.
And why
know.
Is there a factory in the middle of the desert with mulch?
It's probably not mulch.
No, it's a mulch fire.
But it's... probably covering up all the marijuana.
Oh, no, the mulch is a front. It's probably a big operation going
deep
in underground.
Okay, that's fine. I'm sure it's a big operation. Here's the thing. Is it? It's a plant, or it's some type of grass, or it's some type of...
I thought it was a moss.
Some type
grass.
Of foliage or some type of moss, right?
Yeah, moss.
Yeah. Okay, put some water on it. Put the damn fire out.
People aren't that bright.
Why has it been burning for 2 weeks?
They don't know what to do.
You turn the water hose on.
They think they're in a drought.
You spray it. They can use my bottle of water. It's mulch. It's grass. Put it out. There is. It's not tires. It's not a building. It's not a brush fire. This is a mulch factory in the back of someone's hoopty that is burning, and we can't seem to put the damn fire out.
We don't have the technology.
Turn someone, take them a water hose. I don't understand this. It's dried grass that is surrounded by dry rock that is surrounded by cactus.
Oh, no. See, what they're doing is they're preparing for the rocks. I think if that catches on fire.
They're waiting for the rocks. The rocks
they're waiting for the rocks.
It's a big bonfire.
It's a big bonfire. The whole city, I kid you not, the whole city smells like a smoldering wet campfire. Have you ever been camping? You put the water, you put the fire out, and then there's still
the little... Have you ever peed on the fire?
I have not peed on the fire, gross. Anthony. That stinks bad. Jesus.
Don't get into our personal life on air, okay?
I called you Anthony Lip because I would only assume that Anthony would pee, go around peeing on fires because
he
would
just want to... But I had a lot to drink that night, so no. Kind of...
See, he don't know me.
It's true. I'm sorry. You peed on a fire? I can only imagine what that smells like. It probably matches the smell that has wafted over the entire Valley of the Sun.
Probably worse.
You don't even know?
It's grass.
It is grass.
Put it out. Why is it still smoldering?
Okay, throw it out. Throw poop on it and throw seeds and you'll have something else growing. Okay.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Beautify. Why is it a week old and the fire is still going? Are we really that dumb?
Yes.
Yes.
We
are in water Arizona. On it.
It's mulch. And then who uses mulch? You don't need mulch for cactus, which is plenty in the state of Arizona. No one has really nice grass because we go to the Home Depot or we go to fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon and we buy our grass in bags. Anthony, not the grass that you buy in bags. Grass.
I do follow that sort of.
Are you sure?
Information,
I'll draw
yeah.
pictures for you after the show.
You can't draw.
It's mulch. Put the freaking fire out.
Yes.
How hard is it? Do they not have water out there?
Their water pressure is too low.
Water pressure is low. It's right on the other side. It's right between Anthem and Phoenix, I believe. Or New River and Anthem. It ain't that far. It's right up the street.
So take them your water hose.
You know what? That's what I'm going to do. After the show, I'm going to take them my water hose. I'm going to put the fire out, and we're going to be able to end this. Because it's just absolutely ridiculous. Number one, who mulches in Arizona?
There's nothing to mulch.
Why mulch? And mulch is also a 1980s gardening technology. Everything you need to have a beautiful yard in Arizona is grown in a factory now. You don't need to mulch. Mulch is nothing but dried grass and poop. Who's playing a video? Is that
Nobody.
You?
Playing a video. I'm not playing no video.
I'm hearing voices again.
Oh, it's your friends that follow you from your house.
And then earlier today, the top of the building in downtown Phoenix catches on fire. What the hell is going on?
Top of the building.
There's a building in downtown Phoenix that caught on fire today. There was an electrical fire on the top of a building in downtown Phoenix.
I saw that. Thick, thick black smoke.
We're still talking about the smoke, right?
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not that black.
I would not put you in thick.
Thank you, Anthony. Jesus, why do I keep calling you You know why? Because I keep looking that direction, and that's the direction I would always look at Anthony, and I can't see Anthony. So you're Philippius, and you're Anthony. You're Anthony. You're Philippius. You're Anthony, and no one knows who
How long have you been having?
Everyone's like, whoa, what was that?
I'm sorry. All right. I'm sorry.
Call him the Smurf.
Anthony, you were about to confuse us saying what? I don't know why. I don't know why I want to go to a Dodgers game for some reason. Anthony, what were you about to confuse us with?
Too bad baseball.
You lost your thought, didn't you?
No, I know what it is.
Okay, what is it? Did you get it back? Where's the thought, Anthony?
No, it was there. I was going to
ask. Give us the thought, Anthony!
Here it is. No, I was going to say, how long have I been in
your
thoughts?
No one knows who that guy is. What?
How long have I been in your thoughts like this?
Well, ever since that, you aren't in my thoughts. You were the only one, because you communicated with me more in those 2 weeks that we were gone than Philippius did, so... I forgot Philippius' name, so I call everybody Anthony. You're Anthony. He's Anthony. L.A. Dodgers is Anthony.
Yeah.
Everybody's Anthony.
Oh, and just to make it very clear, the only reason why I hit you up was for business, not personal.
That's very true.
Okay.
Because we, it's very well documented on the show, it's not a date.
And it is not a date.
Fire.
Not a date.
Fire. Everybody wants to see that shot again. No. the weather is cooler, but everything is catching on fire.
Yes. Well, that's what happens, you know? It gets cold outside. People want to get warm again.
Yes.
Because they can't get away from the heat.
And now the city decides to catch on fire. It's ridiculous.
Instead of Valley of the Sun, it's Valley of the Fire.
Valley of the Fire, because in the words of Gavin DeGraw, because I got to go back to Gavin, because I haven't heard enough of Gavin. Oh, we on fire. We on fire. We are.
Man, these headphones are banging.
I know. Aren't they great? by the way, all of those noises that you keep hearing is my phone because I broke my case in a fit of rage and now
you can't mute it.
I can't mute my phone, so I have to take my phone out of the case.
Wow, it sounded like you just broke it in half.
To mute it, and I'm sorry because like all the tweets were popping up on my phone.
How did you break it?
I didn't break it. I just switched it. I just ripped it apart because it's one of those waterproof, dustproof, kid-proof cases.
What were you enraged with?
My car.
What did she do or he do?
My truck, I should say.
What did he do?
I am now a one-car family.
Go bye-bye.
Yeah, yeah. My box car is gone.
Did it leave a suicide note?
No, I don't want to.
Are you cremating it?
I don't want to.
Oh, that's why it's burning down there. Yeah. Side. Oh.
Yeah, it's my
you
SUV. Started,
you drove in the middle of the mulch and you lit the fire.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I was
you're trying to get that insurance claim, huh?
No, I had that scene in Waiting to Excel with what's her name?
Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett when she was up in Scottsdale and she put all that dude's stuff inside. The SUV, and then she walked away. She was holding a cigarette. She flipped the match, went in there, and she took a puff and did that walk away move. And that's what that's the baddest scene in that entire movie.
I love how she talks.
You know, that was the baddest scene in that movie, and that's what I did to my SUV because my SUV, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, has gone on to the other side.
By choice.
Not by choice. Not by choice. You know what? I think I've come to a conclusion, and this is very sensitive for me, Anthony. This is very sensitive to me, and this hurts my feelings.
The prostate exam's coming up?
I have never been the person to know how people get attached to vehicles. Like, I would hear people say, older people, that say, oh, I've had this car forever. I just can't let it go. I just can't let it go. I now know that.
You do?
I do, because when I look at my SUV, I don't see a SUV with 190,000 miles on it.
No.
With a little rip in the driver's seat, a little, you know, a little cigarette burn before I started vaping in the ceiling. I don't see that.
You see a 150-pound version of you?
No.
Oh.
I see it. That was hurtful. I died a little inside. Yay, Anthony hurt my feelings again. I see the trips to California. I see the things that the little kids, my babies did in the car, them growing. I see all that because I've had this thing for 10 years. Is that 10?
Almost. Yeah.
Got it in 06. I bought it brand new in 2006. And I see all of those memories, trips to California. I can account for all 190,000 miles on this SUV.
That's a decade of your life in there. So I can imagine that it's going to be hard to detach.
I'm not ready to let it go.
You
now
don't
the
have
pro-
to.
The
you
problem that
it
in
the backyard.
Oh, you can turn it into a pool.
You're going to be next time for his son.
Will I be able to?
You're going to be the skinny black guy.
So if I turn it
be black.
So if I turn it into if I turn it into a pool lift, does that mean I could drive in that special lane on the freeway since I'll be car pulling? Am I right? Am I right, ladies? Am I right? Oh, I can't get to it. There it is. Am I right? Am I right? Am I right, ladies?
They're having a good time.
They're having I'm gonna have what she said. But I'm not ready to let this truck go. Now the work that it needs on it is about $1,200 worth of work.
12? Okay.
12.
I thought it was like 12 million.
No, it's not 12 million because the vehicle isn't worth that much.
12,000.
But the vehicle, because it's a Honda, still holds its value. So believe it or not, even in the state that it's in right now, that vehicle could still move for about $5,000.
Well, then invest your money and keep it. What are you complaining about?
I think that's what I want to do because I can't let it go. But here's the thing, and Lip knows a little bit more about vehicles than I do. If I start to put new stuff in it, that's going to cause the old stuff to break. But here's the thing. I'm saying that it's dead and it's gone on to car heaven. Because all cars go to heaven.
No, you just give up easily.
No. Ooh. I'm not giving up. Okay.
You present a choice. Put the $1,200, keep it, and then give that car to your son.
But it's just not $1,200. It's a $1,200 problem right now. There's still that existing $700 problem that's going on that's attached to another $300 problem that's going on. And here's the thing. When you repair Hondas, they always say you have to put Honda parts in Honda cars. And it's true because I have put some aftermarket parts into this SUV, mm-hmm. and it has rejected every last one of them. It's kind of like if I tried to give my liver to Philippius, Philippius's body would reject it because I have fatty liver.
Yeah.
What?
He would die of a heart attack. Liver? Too much fat would, at once.
Well, I'm fat and my liver's inside of me, so I can only assume it's fatty liver.
It'll clog your arteries right away.
You'll get the diabetes. You get the sugars.
You don't want that.
You're beyond insulin at that point. I am too.
You know what? Someone is really enjoying the show on that side of the studio, and I'm okay with that. But if you don't put Honda parts in there, it rejects them like a bad kidney.
Yeah.
That's where the cost comes in.
Or like how I reject you?
Yeah, just like how Philippius rejects my friendship.
But Corey.
Yes,
how
Anthony.
How can you put a price tag on memory?
That's the whole argument. I don't want to put a... You can't put a price tag on the memories.
Well, then don't.
Do you know how many girls my little brother has done weird things in the back?
Don't put the black light on there.
No, don't put a black light in my SUV because my brother definitely christened that thing.
Just remove the back seat, sell it, and you have a little extra money to repair.
The back seat moves all the time. The back seat comes completely out of it. I love that. I love the vehicle. I want to put the money...
He's never been late in his own truck.
Really?
I'm so sorry. It just hit me out of nowhere that I just realized.
I've never been late in my own truck. You're right, Aunt. You're right. I've never been touched inappropriate.
I feel bad for throwing that out there.
It hurts because it's true, Aunt. My brother has gotten more ass in the back of my SUV than I have. The only ass that I have gotten in the back of my SUV. The
smell of your own ass.
Is the smell of my own ass.
Wow.
Look, Anthony made me laugh. That's never happened.
Oh, I'm heavily medicated and I'm a happier,
funnier
person.
Yeah, we know you're heavily medicated because the whole damn building is heavily medicated after you. All right, well, I don't think I'm going to be able to let it go. I wanted to bitch about companies. I might do that a little bit on the other side of this break. But I also want to talk about the Adele song that is clearly breaking the internet.
And Britney, please. Britney Spears, breaking news.
All right, we'll have breaking news on the other side of this break.
Yeah.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Throw glitter around real quick.
We'll blast the stereo and we'll drive to Madagascar. Because when I'm with you, there's nothing I wouldn't do. I just want to be your only one.
All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show, FatGuyRadioShow.com. This portion of the show is brought to you. Oh, look who's back. Lip, I think I'm going to have to get this over here. I got the break music right here. Lip, who wouldn't want the holidays sprinkled with glitter, bright lights, epic shows and concerts, attractions, celebrities, and unforgettable memories? Where can you find all that? Vegas! Yeah! Vegas, Nevada, baby. And to get there, you got to go through Fat Guy Radio Show. .com/Vegas. Our friends at Vegas.com are the industry insiders to everything Vegas. They live, work, and play in Vegas, and all the deals that happen there, they know about them first. They pass the deals on to our listeners of this show at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. And don't forget that if you book a hotel room through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas and the price changes before you check in, Vegas.com will alert you, send you an email, allow you to rebook at the lower rate, and refund you the difference. But The way to get there is FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Give some time to Lady Luck this holiday season through Vegas.com at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas.
I miss Vegas so much.
You've never been to Vegas.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
You get a drink on the streets.
Are you sure you've been there?
Yeah.
Because if you would, whatever happened there should have stayed there and clearly didn't go because you wouldn't have said that you were there.
Oh, yeah. I don't follow rules, remember?
No, that's true. Yeah. Anthony, don't do that. Okay, Corey. And he goes and does it. All right, folks. Welcome back to the show. All right. So, Adele, it wasn't her ass that broke the internet.
No.
It was this song that broke the internet. Now, Lip. Do not play this song. I do not want to hear this song on the show, and I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
After you tell us the breaking news about Britney Spears.
Okay, it's really quick.
All right, hold on. Do you need like the breaking news sounder?
Something as gay as you can.
Okay, something as gay as... I'm sorry, Anthony. We're all out of gay today.
Oh.
I'm sorry. We're going to have to... That kitchen set's going to have to go to our runner-up. All right, breaking news, whenever it feels like breaking, Anthony.
Hey, so... I went before the music started. Great.
Yeah, you did. Okay, now we're going to do this. I'm going to walk you through it. I'm going to help you. I'm here to help you.
Okay.
Okay? I will point to you when you start to talk.
I can't see you. We moved around.
My hand is right here. You see my hand right here?
Oh, that was a hand? I thought that was like...
A hoof?
Yeah, something like big and weird. It didn't look...
Breaking news whenever it feels like breaking.
Welcome back, people.
See, I did not point to you. See, I didn't point to you. Did I point to you? Did I say, Anthony, go? Did I say, 1, 2, 3, go? Did I point to you? Did my hand go like this towards you in a pointing fashion? Did that happen?
I have 5-5 vision with this hair.
Okay, well, you're going to get 20-20 vision here. We're going to try it again, okay?
Okay. You are still pointing. Okay, Britney has... People has confirmed and released.
Go!
Britney today. Okay. Britney today. Britney's rips today. See, now you got me all bad. But I'm going to go back to it.
Take a deep breath. Try it again. Go! 1, 2, 3, action. Don't mess up.
Britney's rips today has came out and said that their Baby One More Time song was actually not about sex or S&M. In fact, it was because the writers who were from an unnamed country on the Yahoo... thing that I read just before I knocked on Corey's door,
mm-hmm.
that hit was, they thought was slang for call, so they thought it was call me baby one more time. So that's how that came about.
Oh, great.
So
great.
It wasn't about sex. It was a really sweet, innocent song.
Yeah.
So that... Britney was not the slut that people portrayed her to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was worth it.
Was it?
Not at all.
Oh, I love Britney. It was worth it to me.
Adele.
Oh, I love her too.
Jesus Christ, I need a shower after he tried to do that. I mean, can you not say show killer? I mean, just the show had so much energy until Anthony was like, and then the Britney Spears song was
I tried my reporter voice.
Beta.
I don't do
baby again one time and English words squirrel. That was just the worst radio delivery I have ever heard in my life.
I'm trying
life.
To go for Johnny Cronkite and not the gay E like news people. How they're always
Johnny Cronkite.
Yeah.
What is Johnny Cronkite? Puff, puff, pass. What is Johnny Cronkite? Puff, puff, pass.
It's a name that I had heard.
It is wow. not Johnny Cronkite. You boob.
Oh, I'm not a boob. You got boob.
You are a boob. Wrong. It is not Johnny Cronkite. Why is he back?
I don't know.
Because you sent me that text.
Why did we let him back in the building?
I don't know.
What was I talking about? Hello.
We have replacement coming soon.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Who's that guy? That's the name of the show, by the way. Who's that guy? Who's that guy? Who's the lady? Who's that lady? Not a lady, though. Not a lady, are you? A lady? No, not a lady. Yeah, just sound like one.
You don't tuck out?
So do I. All right, Anthony. Good God, Anthony. Man. You made me play the I Hate You song now. Look at that. Hello by Adele. Have you heard this song yet?
Yes, I've heard it many times.
Lip, have you heard it?
Which one is it?
Hello by Adele.
Heavy white European?
Lost. Hello by Adele.
I'm lost.
You haven't heard Hello by Adele.
You're saying hello?
Yes, hello. Is it me you're looking for?
No, I'm not looking for you.
Though I wondered where you are.
I don't care.
Though I haven't had a clue.
He's been hiding.
Hello?
Yes?
Is it me you're looking for?
No.
Anybody else get the Lionel Richie reference?
Yeah, I did.
Jesus, thank you, because Lip was right over his head.
Come on, I guess the
Lip, James have you heard it?
That.
I don't think so.
Okay, Anthony, you've heard it and you love it, right?
When I first heard this, the clip when it came out, I was very unsure about it.
Have you
it.
Heard the entire song, though?
But when I heard the entire song, I loved it.
Okay, I'm going to tell you why I haven't heard it.
Why?
This song came, Adele hadn't released a song in so long. This song came out and it broke the internet and everybody is in love with it. And this is where I go. I'm going to have to go through to my conspiracy theory, Lip. I know we're up on a break, just really quick. I'm going to my conspiracy theory when it comes to this, this song, because there's this thing that scientists believe in and that psychologists, because I've studied psychology, that we call subliminal messages.
Yeah.
There is no explanation as to why Adele went away for so long eating Krispy Kreme donuts and Snickers bars, comes back, releases one song that's got a 25-minute video intro of her just walking around putting stuff together, and then this is the biggest song on the planet. It's not feasible.
It's simple.
Psychological. It's a very simple song. It's a good song. I've heard a little bit of it. It's a good song. But it ain't no great song. It is not. It is getting the play of Michael Jackson's Thriller. It has the makings of the Beatles when they released song. And the last time this was a big issue about there being subliminal messages in music was the Beatles. And the Beatles were from the same part of the country that Adele is from. There is no way that this song should be as big as it is. But everybody that listens to it pulls down their pants and treats themselves like an amusement park because it's that good. This song, there is something mentally embedded into the lyrics, into the music of this song. And I'm telling you, I'm calling it out here on Fat Guy Radio Show. There is a subliminal message in this song. It should not be that big.
You know
it is not a chart-topping song.
She should not be in the industry to begin with. She goes against the industry. Around her, she has some of the biggest stars around her that comes from a higher power.
She's good, but she's not that great.
She has a gift given by God and is so strong that no matter what she does, she's always going to succeed. Because she does.
No, it should not be this big. It shouldn't. This song, if you had this song sang by, let's say, what's that country the country girl that won America's what's her name? Jesus, Carrie Underwood.
Oh yeah.
Let's say Carrie Underwood sang this song. It would not be this huge.
Her stars aren't as big as Adele's.
I don't think. I think Carrie Underwood and Adele have the same level of fame. Yeah, I honestly feel that way. There's no way this song should be this big, man. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's a bad song. I'm not saying that I don't like Adele. I'm just saying that there is something behind why this song is so powerful after it came out. Janet Jackson just dropped. You're a big fan of Janet Jackson.
Oh, I love Janet.
I know we're up on a break, Lip. Janet Jackson just dropped a new album, right?
Yeah.
Janet Jackson is skies above Adele.
Oh,
but
yeah,
her songs are not as powerful as Hello.
No.
Something's in the song. I'm telling you, that's what I'm calling it. I'm calling it out right now. Something is in this song. It should not be this huge that fast after that artist was gone for so long. It shouldn't be working. I'm calling shenanigans on it. I'm calling shenanigans.
I'm seeing it from my side.
Okay.
Okay, you're wrong.
I'm wrong. I might be very well wrong, but you know what? Adele ain't all that. And Janet Jackson is way bigger than that. And she just dropped a whole new album, and it is not as big as Hello. Because Janet can write a song that has more than just one word in the title.
Well, we can get into that, but that's an hour. So
that's very true. All right. Well, on the other side of this break, Halloween was the last time, was this last week?
Yeah.
Well, you know what happens every year? Some fat house Frau Yenta's got to screw it up for everybody.
Yeah.
And I'll have that on the other side of this break. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. I'm Ryan Scott.
And I'm Daniel Taylor.
Together we host Full Court Press Radio.
It's our conventional, unconventional take on all things sports.
Join us live every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time
at FullCourtPressRadio.com, iTunes, and on the Stitcher Radio app.
Full Court Press Radio, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze, Philippius, and Anthony.
All right, folks, been a little long in that last break, so let's just dive right into it. This portion of the show is brought to you by, Audible. AudibleTrial.com at FatGuyRadioShow.com. AudibleTrial.com/FatGuyRadioShow. Download any audiobook free when you try Audible for 30 days. Choose from 180,000 bestsellers, new releases, sci-fi, romances, mysteries, classics, and more. To get your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/FatGuyRadioShow. Audible, proud to power Fat Guy Radio Show. And I'm sorry, that's audibletrial.com/FGRS. Yeah?
You.
Are we good?
I think we got it.
Awesome. All right, boys. Well, Halloween was fun. Did you do anything, Anthony? Anything big? Anything special?
Yeah, I went with my niece and a lot of family, and we went trick-or-treating. And
nice.
I got handed a Jello shot at one of the houses.
That's so
it
nice.
Was amazing.
That's right. Lip, anything with you and the nieces and nephews and little Umberto and Filippo Lorto and Maria and Antoinette and Consuela and Mendoza and Olivete and Chiquini. Oh, yeah, and don't forget about the neighborhood black kid, Yakim. He came along last year. And then, you know, you got your other little cousin and your other little nephew. I believe her name is Hector. And
your tias and tios are in their 40s.
Oh, yeah. And don't forget about Tio Humberto. He was there last time because remember he got drunk and fell off of the plastic table. And then you've got your sisters and your Bills and then your other brother-in-law and then your other brother-in-law.
Didn't you say your great-grandmother was there too?
I think that you also had your nephew, I believe his name, Eduardo was there. Jose.
It was Edgar.
Edgar was there.
Eduardo
Jose
was
there. And then I believe that one of your sisters had three kids in the last 4 months. And I believe that
triplets
in the last 4 months. And I believe that that was Maria, Vanessa, and what was the last one's name? I forgot. Oh, Maria 2.0, because she just ran out of names at that point. So how was their Halloween?
It was horrible.
Oh, Lip, I'm sorry. Well, there's this fat bitch.
I have five cavities now.
Yeah, five cavities?
Yes.
You had three before you started.
No, I had six.
All right. What would you say if you saw a letter with at the top of the letter, posted, you know, stapled onto like a telephone pole.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can't do that much here in Arizona because our telephone poles are metal. So they're normally taped. But you see a letter that's taped and at the top of it, it says, "Attention parents." And this letter is out the day of Halloween.
Yeah.
And then you see the crossed out sign and there's a picture of two peanuts crossed out, basically saying no peanuts. All right.
Yeah.
What would you say to a letter that in that letter said this? "My son has severe allergies and comes home every year devastated that he can't eat any candy he's collected at your homes while trick-or-treating. Don't exclude my child or any other child from the fun. This Halloween, practice responsible parenting and do not distribute candy containing nuts of any kind, gluten, or dairy. Be mindful of everyone's child. Here are some tasty non-allergy suggestions. Carrot sticks, Smarties, Necco wafers, Lifesavers, Brox lemon drops, and raisins, but stay away from Raisinettes."
Oh, yeah. Don't forget Tampon because she's obviously on her period.
What would you say to a letter like that posted in your neighborhood for Halloween?
Oh, I will be banging on her door, cussing her out with every single word, and I will be making up cuss words in different languages I don't know.
Every year, there is some fat cankled, carrying housefrau bitch that her husband stopped giving her the business years ago because she spit out 17 kids and he's now banging his tight-skinned secretary.
Because there's four or five folds over.
Releases some stupid letter. Remember the lady about the one that released the letter a few Halloweens ago that said, hey, your child is fat because you give out Halloween candy. Remember that dumb bitch? Yes. This is the same cow cut from the same udder that decided to put up these letters. Now, I'm hoping that this might be a hoax. I heard of this on the Big O and Duke show, which is who I listen to, and they talked about this, and it comes down to, again, people not wanting to be parents. Yeah. Not wanting to say, hey, little Shaquan, you can't go trick-or-treating because those candies you can't eat. So instead of telling their little badass kid to stay their ass at home and they go out and buy their own damn raisins and their own damn Snicker or whatever she said. What did she say? The little wafers. Instead of going out and doing that, she's going to inconvenience the entire neighborhood by posting up these ludicrous dumbass signs.
Well, she sounds like an ass. Apparently.
Oh, Anthony, you just got dumped. Oh, we got to dump that at the end of the show. You're going to be here editing that out.
Okay. I'm going to learn something new today.
I don't have a notepad.
Instead, new studio.
8:41 my time.
No, notepad. So she puts these letters up because her son has an allergy.
Yeah.
Why would she feel that she has to inconvenience everybody else's fun because of her kid? Would you not think that if you had a child that had those type of allergies, you would just say, hey, you can't go trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
Well,
don't force the fact that your allergic kid that's got EpiPens in his back pocket is going to F up the fun for everybody else. I don't think that's right.
You know what? Actually, it could have been much more fun if she wasn't all, you know, before I started cussing and became unprofessional at the moment. Uh-huh.
How tight is this woman's sphincter that she has to ruin everyone else's? She got up on Halloween morning and said, honey, we're going to print these up on our printer while dad goes to work, even though Halloween is on a Saturday, honey, and your dad keeps working on Saturdays. I don't know why he keeps going on these trips on the weekend, but daddy will sometime one day come home. But we're going to print up these letters and we're going to go around and put them up on all the light posts so that you can go out and trick or treat with the rest of the kids.
Really, the thing she should have done was invite his friends over. They can trade candy because I'm pretty sure the other kids would prefer giving up a Twizzler for a Snickers.
What she should have done, right, is that she should have made her husband pull out and she should have swallowed that kid. What? I'm sorry. That's wrong. That is wrong. That is wrong. That is not the way that we carry ourselves and conduct ourselves on this show.
And she probably wouldn't be as big as a cat.
She wouldn't be that. She would have. You got it, Lip. She wouldn't have spit that baby out. Her husband still be D'ing it down and she wouldn't be ruining everybody else's Halloween fun. You know, it's the same parent that probably had that other dumb little kid that was sitting up in the school not wanting to get off her cell phone. When the teacher asked her to get off the cell phone, she didn't do it. Then the principal asked her to get off the cell phone and he didn't do it. And because schools are so scared to say anything aggressive to a child, they called the police and the cops came in and threw that bitch out that chair and dragged her little almost said something real bad, and dragged her little black ass out the classroom. You know what? And then everybody got up and all ended up in arms because it was a white cop dragging a black kid out of a the bitch should have got off a phone. You in school, you'd had to learn. That cop should have dragged that little girl back to her parents and threw her at her parents' face. I'm sick of everybody going after all these damn cops every time they kids F up something. Control your damn kids.
You know, I ain't never seen that growing up. That is new.
No, you go to school, you get into trouble. My parents they used to get on the same side of the desk as my teacher, and they came at me in united front. Nobody called this kid's parents. A teacher walk into class and say, put your damn phone away, put your phone away, or get the hell out the class.
Since you have kids, if your son had a cell phone he didn't put away and a cop picked him up and threw him halfway across the room, would we be having the same conversation?
We would be having the same conversation because I would look AJ in the eye and I say, you should put your damn phone away and you wouldn't have gotten thrown up against the wall. Wow. Bottom line, you know why? Because I'm a parent. And the parents that are saying that cop was wrong and the people that are saying that cop was wrong, cops are trained to use excessive force. They are not trained to go and police your badass, uncontrollable kids.
That's
in
why
school.
You don't have policing in schools.
No, but that's keep also why you need parents that teach their children when they're growing up that, hey, when a school official or a teacher or an adult tells your little ass to do something, you do it. Yeah. If not, you getting faced to the wall by a cop.
Yeah, keep your racist white kids from beating up black people.
Cop should have pulled the gun out and tased her. I said, tase the bitch. Tase her ass. If you had to go through all of that using my tax money to come down to that school to control or corral that unruly ass little girl, I say you should have tased her right in the tits and drug her out of the classroom. That's exactly what I say. Because if it comes to that point where your little nappy head child is not listening to the teacher, ain't listening to the principal, and you know it took the cop at least 12 minutes to get there, it was 12 minutes of you interrupting the class. Study hall is about to begin and you still sitting there on your phone ordering a pizza or whatever the hell she was doing. Drag her out, and then once she pulled, I wish the cop would have pulled her out the chair, and after he did, hit her with the desk for wasting her time. Reinstate that cop, give him a raise, and put him at the, make him captain. Because anybody else should have done it. Bitch should have got off a phone, and the parents need to be thrown in the hoose cow as well for even creating a little bitch like that. Yeah,
she got swallowed too.
The cop should have went to the parents' house and bust them across the mouth as well.
Condoleezza
I'm sick of this crap.
Is their hero, huh?
I'm sick of these unruly kids ruining it for everybody else. You got one little badass kid messing it up for everybody. Control your kids, parents, or don't be upset when a cop drags them across the room.
I prefer to beat my own kids.
Well, if you beat your own kids, you know what? They'll respect when their teacher say get off the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Won't they?
Mm-hmm.
Raise them up right, and you won't have to worry about the teachers and the principals and the cops getting involved. You won't have to worry about it if you control your kids. Raise your kids right and stop expecting the system to do it. Be a parent, or you know what? Close your legs or strap it up. Or you know what? You know, go to Pornhub and take care of it if you're that.
Keep
you,
the cops
you can't get
out
control
of schools.
Of it. You keep the cops out of school if you put the parents in the kids' lives. That's the bottom line. I'm glad that cop yanked that bitch out that chair.
Why do they have
I
cops?
I would have too.
Why do they have a cop in like a black
you
school?
You should
have
pistol
like,
whipped her. That's what he should have done. She took out his nine and cracked her right across the teeth. Bust the head open to the white meat, I swear for it. That's what he should have did. If I was that cop, that's exactly what. Hats off to you, cop. You come work in Phoenix. You can come police my child's school. And if my kid gets out of that line where he don't listen to the principal and he don't listen to the teacher, you know what? He didn't open up himself a can of whoop ass, and whatever comes out that can is what he deserves because he should have listened. Bottom line.
Teachers should be better.
No, it ain't the teachers. The teachers got master's degrees and then what? We got to go. We got to get out of here. You're not going to get me started. Cops, if you get called to a school and the kid is unruly and you give them 1, 2, 3, right in the mouth, I say. 1, 2, 3, right in the mouth.
Keep the Aryan Brotherhood out of the police
you
force.
You can beat the hell out of my kids, too, if they ain't listening either. Because if you don't, I will. And I dare you to arrest me for beating the hell out of one of my kids.
You make white Jesus smile
little
and black
mother
Jesus
should have listened. Should have listened. You can send your complaints to Philippians at FatGuyRadio. Beat them down. If the cops got to get involved, the cops got to do what the cops got to do.
Black people run.
Ain't no black lives matter. You know what lives? Parenting matters. That's what matters, not black lives matter. And there ain't no such thing as a color of a life. A life is a life. Get off of yourself. Black people. Okay, we're going to stop. I'll keep going. We're over.
Police
right?
brutality.
We're over. We got to get out of here. All right, my apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Today's show was brought to you by Matt Amazon. Cowdesies. Thanksgiving store at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon or by clicking the Shop Amazon tab on our website. Everything you need to simplify your Thanksgiving gathering. Shop now, shop often, and shop through the Shop Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, email us at FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com. You're welcome to interact with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Join me on After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. That's my daily blog, fun stories, news, wacky celebrity breaking news, and more. AfterLevels.com. Check it out. For our executive producer, Philippius, and Anthony Frosto, I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everyone, skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you encounter about Fat Guy Radio Show. When they ask you, what the hell is the show about? Simply reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Beat the ass.
Now the show is over, I want to encourage you to tell everyone about shopping Amazon through our website and tell everyone about the show. The more people listen, the more show you'll get. And you know, the more show means more Anthony. One of the best parts of the show. Spread the word, shop Amazon, and I'll see you next week.